Good morning and welcome to the Health and Aging Show, where we talk about the joys and the challenges of growing older in this great state. And we talk to local experts about what they see happening, as well as the services that are available for you and your loved one. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and I am joined this morning with Q with Zia Pharmacy. Q, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We are short one person today. My co-host, Tamron Madrid, is unavailable to be with us today, so it's just going to be me and you holding up this party.
All right.
So, how are you liking the weather? Loving the weather?
Yeah. I love it. Couldn't be better, right?
That's right. And I was reading some of our notes, and I know you've been in Albuquerque for quite some time, and I was having this conversation this morning with a friend at you just can't beat the weather here in Albuquerque. I mean, I know that's the talk that people always say, but it's the truth. You really can't. I know, a lot of different states deal with a lot of weather problems and stuff, and we just get pretty lucky here in Albuquerque.
Yep, we're truly blessed.
We are. As a matter of fact, I have family in Phoenix, and boy, every time I see those triple digits, I'm like, woo, sure glad I'm here in Albuquerque. That's right.
Yep.
So, Q, you have been here in Albuquerque since...
Since 1973.
It's 1973. Yep. We're not going to disclose how old I was in 73.
But I won't disclose how old I was either.
That's great. But yeah, so you definitely, I would consider you a local. I mean, that's a long time to be here.
It is.
Absolutely. So I'm assuming you love Albuquerque.
I do. We love the four seasons, the opportunities, the things are to do here, the outdoors. It's fantastic.
In fact, now, speaking of outdoors, and I always like to put our guests on hot seats here, so I always like to get to know you, and our listeners want to get to know you. What do you like to do here now? Do you like to hike? What things do you like to do?
We definitely like to hike.
Right.
You know, a lot up in the mountains there, San Sandias, La Luz.
Absolutely.
Tree Springs, different trails, and...
Oh, well, good. You do know.
Yeah.
That's in Tree Springs. Yeah, that's right. You're trail dropping some names. That's
yeah,
good.
So I know.
You do know. That's great. Which I'm the same way too. I love hiking, love mountain biking and fishing. I mean, I guess that's New Mexico way, right?
Definitely.
And I know that fall's coming on us here, and that's my favorite season of the year here in Albuquerque. So I know. And you yourself, I'm assuming you like green chili and red chili and all that good stuff.
Oh, I love it. Couldn't live without it.
That's right. That's me too, actually. Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's start talking about pharmacy. And I'm glad you're on the show today. We get to talk about we've not had a pharmacy on our show yet. And so I'm hoping you're going to break the mold today. And
well, thank you for inviting me, and I'm glad I'm here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk about Zia Pharmacy. I know you guys opened back in 2014. Again, I've dealt with you in the business community since that time, actually probably even before. So I definitely know you on a personal level and know your business, and that's why I was so excited for you to come on. So tell us a little bit about Zia Pharmacy.
Well, like you had mentioned, we opened in 2014, and we've been doing it since, and just growing and just getting stronger and out there trying to, get on more clients anytime we can. And
great. And also, and again, I'm not interrupt you there, but I guess I just want to make sure, and I'm assuming with the name, people already get it, but you are locally owned and operated.
Yes.
You're not a huge franchise. I guess I can't imagine, Zia being across the country.
Correct.
That's great. That's wonderful. Well, good. And we definitely support our local businessman here. So, I know you guys, and I know we're going to talk about during the show, you guys do a lot of medication management, consulting,
correct,
which I know you guys do a lot of consulting with us. I know if I always have a question, you're always the first person I call. Vaccination clinics. You guys do vaccination clinics?
We do.
That's great. And how's that go?
It goes well. I mean, with a lot of our clients, they don't want to have to take each individual to different places, pharmacies, clinics to get their, for example, flu.
Right.
Shots.
Oh, I can imagine.
So what we do is we'll set up a day with our clients and actually go to the office or a designated area, and they'll just bring in all their clients, and we'll go through and give flu vaccinations to all of them. So it's a real convenient service that we offer.
Yeah, I bet. And it does seem like it's getting pretty popular. It seems like now I can't. It seems like everyone gets a flu shot.
They do. Yes.
And I'm sure as a pharmacist, you'll probably recommend it.
Yes, definitely. And it'll be starting pretty soon. You'll be getting your flu vaccinations, and you'll be seeing them recommending them.
Right. When does that happen? Does that happen in November, October?
Is it December? Yeah. Right around that time. Right around October is when they start.
Right. And I know I'm going to get off subject here because I'm always so intrigued by this whole flu vaccination deal. So right now they're growing. I'm assuming you know this. Is that the way it works? Is a vaccination growing like at the CDC, or what do they do? And every year it changes? Is that how it works?
Yes. What they do is they kind of try to predict almost like what strains are going to, you know, affect the population, and then they reformulate it every year. So every year they actually have a different formulation of the flu vaccine.
That's interesting. I mean, that's so intriguing to me that, you know, that people are that smart that they can figure out, you know, that kind of stuff.
Amazes me too.
Yeah, I mean, really. So I'm assuming, did they ever get it wrong? Like, oops, wrong strain this year, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it's always 100%.
Right, which I'm sure with anything.
But it's definitely helpful, and we always recommend it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, you guys also do, you know, and I know we'll talk more about this, delivery, which
we do.
I'm a big fan, I got to say. And a lot of people don't know this, and I know we'll talk more about delivery, but a lot of people don't know that pharmacies offer delivery.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, we deal with clients, even family members, same thing. They're like, I need someone to take me to the pharmacy, or can you please pick this up for me? Well, guess what? There are pharmacies out here, including Zia, that deliver. And which, again, I know we've utilized your service in delivery, and let me tell you, that sure does help a lot. Definitely a needed service, in my opinion.
Yeah. So I'd like to say, in terms of Zia Pharmacy, overall, we're a long-term care pharmacy, and we specialize really in medication management. So that doesn't always necessarily mean assisted living homes, nursing homes. You know, it ranges from boarding homes to custodial care facilities, and even to home-bound residents or clients that may need a little assistance in managing their medications to help improve compliance, which overall increases the outcome, and you get a positive outcome.
Right, and I'm glad you brought this up, because definitely, I know we have a show ahead of us, and I definitely want to make sure we talk about each component of it. What you were just going to say, medication management. I mean, I think that's probably the biggest component which you guys do, which I love. And again, we'll talk about, you know, good examples of this, you know, why people need medication management and why it's important to me, you know, being involved in industry for, you know, 16, 17 years. Boy, I'm already telling you how old I am already. I see this all the time. We see it daily. Our caregivers see it daily. I'm sure you see it daily. Medication management is important. For one, it keeps people out of the hospital. It keeps them out of emergency situations. It just keeps... It's very important, and I know consulting falls in that as well too.
Yes, correct.
So, and I know as a pharmacist, I'm sure you do a lot of consulting. Do you ever just get in? Again, I always sometimes like to talk about funny stuff. Do you ever get in like any crazy questions or you know?
Well, definitely. I mean, you get various questions about how you use certain items.
Right.
You know, for example, like suppositories always seem to be kind of a.
Yeah, that'd be a tough question. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I'd really have to know my pharmacist if I was going to ask that kind of question.
Yeah. So we get questions, and you know, they're valid questions, but you know, you kind of want to humor yourself sometimes. Like,
right? Well, I guess that's probably why you have good relationships with your customers, because they're asking you some pretty personal questions.
It is. Absolutely. And you know, you sometimes think you dispense something, and it seems pretty, you know. Like
common knowledge.
Yeah, common knowledge. Right, but there's a lot of questions that people ask. I mean, there's one, it's not really a funny story, but it's kind of funny, and funny and not, but we had a phone call one time at a pharmacy, and an individual was calling about her birth control pills. And she was calling for a refill, but it was a little too early. So we were inquiring, well, why is it so early?
Right.
Well, it's too soon. You shouldn't need it yet. So we're asking, well, were you taking it once a day like you're supposed to? I said, yeah, you know, my boyfriend and I are both taking it once a day as directed.
Oh, no.
So that's one thing pharmacists, we just can't take into for granted, is that it may seem simple, but, you know, there's a lot of people that don't understand. And so that's why we're there for consultation and for questions and just.
So hopefully, hopefully our listeners understand that birth control is really only for the prescribed person only.
That's just one of the funniest times. It's kind of funny.
No, that's great. No, that's a great story. Well, I know we're going to be about ready to take a break here. So if people are interested in contacting Zia Pharmacy, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Well, we have website, so you can go to ziapharmacy.com, or you can contact our office at 505-639-5857.
Great.
And you can always reach me on my personal cell phone also. That's 505-379-0756.
Whoa, personal cell phone.
Yeah.
Boy,
it's locally owned, so we're there for our clients, our patients, and we just want everyone to know that. And
well, that's great.
Owners are accessible. We work in daily operations, so we know the functionalities. We know how it operates. We know what's going on. So when there's issues, problems, concerns, we're able to address them right away and hopefully resolve them.
Well, Q, I appreciate you giving out those numbers. We're going to take a break real quick, but I'm gonna grill you when we come back from break there. So don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with meal preparation, bathing, transportation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's M-A-R-I-P-O-S-A homehealth.com. If you are just tuning in, we have been talking with Q with Zia Pharmacy here in Albuquerque, and we've been talking about all kinds of crazy stories, but yeah, funny stories, should I say. and again, welcome to the show. We're doing good here. We're talking about some good stuff here, and I know we've got some great topics to talk about, and I know, you know, a lot of our listeners hopefully have some ideas of what a pharmacy is, and I could tell them how great a small business pharmacy is. And that's kind of, you know, me and you were talking over the break. I think that is, you know, you got to have a lot of passion for it. And I think, as a small business owner myself, and I think you agree, you know, you got to have a lot of passion, especially I could imagine being a pharmacist, because I'm assuming you left a big corporate job, you know, being a pharmacist somewhere, and
I did
left
I did.
Your benefits, left
yeah.
good pay, and to start your own thing. Am I correct on that?
Yes, correct.
That's right. So,
yes.
So again, and again, I know you on a personal level, and I know you have a lot of passion for the business. But again, I think people should realize, you know, that's a big leap, especially coming from you know a big job that I'm sure you had with benefits. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
So let's talk about what made you decide. I guess that's the question of the day. What made you decide to leave? I got to be honest with you. Being a pharmacist, it seems like I was like, there is no way I'm leaving, you know, this corporate environment with all these benefits and great pay and start my own, you know, small pharmacy. What made you decide to do that?
Well, you know, there's, like you said, I just have a lot of passion for it. And,
right.
you know, it sounds cliche, but you want to help people. And you, with medication management done the correct way, you can really improve patient outcomes, just improve their overall well-being, their health, physical,
right.
mental. So working for larger corporations or big companies, it's kind of hard to, you know, make a decision on your own without getting approval from this tier of management. So there were a lot of things that I saw with the long-term care, the elderly, whether it be mental health population, the elderly population, and various populations that need assistance in medication management. So I saw the need that you have to be able to adjust or change things immediately. You can't wait for a tier of management to go through to
right.
make these changes. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to do it on my own. I've been doing it over 20 years. I know how to do it.
Right.
I care about the people I take care of. I know what I'm doing. If I don't know what I'm doing, I can find out how to do it. So it was just a need to really be able to do things in a, you know, amendable way to help the population that we're servicing. And that's so needed, and it's just not recognized, I don't think, out there. Sometimes we kind of tend to forget about those that are in need and the type of needs right. that they have. And so that's one of the main reasons. And honestly, large corporations are hard to work for sometimes. They're great for some, not right. for others. But I love what I'm doing, and I hope to be doing it for another 15, 20 years.
Well, I agree. Well, and it's definitely evident, again, by, you know, by the services you guys provide. And it's funny, we'll talk more about medication management. And what do you see, and again, I'm just kind of going with questions here just off the top of my head. What do you see one of the biggest problems with, I guess, the pharmacy, I don't want to say culture, but maybe just the whole pharmacy industry right now? Do you think a big disconnect between maybe, you know, big companies and your customers? Or, I mean, what would you feel that, you know, that what you feel like you could improve as a business owner towards, you know, the pharmacy industry? Now, I know that's kind of a big question.
Yeah, it's coming.
I'm actually kind of surprised that came out. That's a great question, Jason. But yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Hold on, Kev. Hey, I think the larger you get, and especially the large corporations, and it's really about service. And service doesn't always necessarily mean I'm going to get it filled really fast and get it to you right away or the lowest prices. It's a matter of, you know, being able to understand why they need it, what they need. And I think that's the big thing. And even with the larger corporations, they employ pharmacists, technicians, other employees that do get to know their customers and are able to understand and help them because they take time out.
Right.
But I think sometimes with the large corporations, it's kind of a hurdle because you get so busy and you're trying to do so much.
You bet.
And right. You kind of get away from that. So being an independent, being a local, I think it really gives you the time and affords you the, you know, the capacity and capabilities to really understand and know your clients. I mean, I can probably name off like 75% of my clientele just by name because I see their names all the time. I know what they're taking. I know the issues they're having,
great.
You know, how they're being resolved, and the doctors, and so just building relationships. And
that's great. You know, and it's funny, it's what prompted me to have you on the show. Again, of course, I know you, and, you know, I've been doing business with you a long time, and of course, I know you on a personal level. But I saw you guys had a general store in one of the independent living places of Coronadoville, which we've had on the show, which a great place.
Yes.
Great place.
Yes.
But, you know, it's funny as I was taking a tour, which I try to do before we have guests on the show, just to get an idea of, you know, how these places are. And I was, you know, just blown away by Coronadoville. But I was really blown away that you guys have, it looks like a little store, a little pharmacy right inside that place.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
It's not actually a pharmacy. It's called the general store. And so what we do is we offer, like, you know, daily type items, toiletries, daily conveniences, little snacks, things like that. But through the general store, you can also get prescriptions from Zia Pharmacy.
And I'm assuming, so if someone did living there, went through there, it would be delivered to them?
Correct. We deliver it to them. You know, after hours, we're on call for them. We do a lot to help them so they're not, you know, inconvenience. Like, we have people that don't have transportation all the time or don't want to go somewhere. So, you know, for example, we'll even, like today, I'm going to go pick up a prescription for one of the clients there from the doctor's office.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's what I'm talking service.
So, you know, it makes it more convenient. They don't have to worry about finding transportation or, you know, having it mailed to them and having it delayed. So I'm actually going to go pick it up and fill it for this client and deliver it.
That is great. I mean, honestly, I was so intrigued when I saw it. I was like, what a great deal. Honestly, it reminded me of when I was walking around that place. It reminded me of a high-end resort. I don't want to say like being on a ship, but that's kind of how it feels. You had your little convenience store like you said you had, which is great. Somebody needs Advil or, you know, maybe some over-the-counter or something. They can run down there real quick. They don't have to try to find transportation to go to the local convenience store. They can go right downstairs. And again, I thought it was great. I mean, kudos to you. That was such a great deal and great, good support. And I'm sure Coronadoville definitely agrees. I know I'm speaking for them, but yeah, it's wonderful. Are you guys in any other places, or is that kind of your first one you guys done so far?
Well, that's the only retirement community that we're actually in
right
now. And other than that, we deliver to all our other clients.
Right. Which is great. Well, you know, let's start talking about medication management, because I actually think, you know, this is a big thing you guys offer that, and I don't want to say a lot of big companies don't offer, but I just want to say I think that's really where you guys are your strong point. And, you know, in the industry, I kind of see this, medication management is huge. absolutely huge, which I know we're going to end up taking a break here probably in a couple minutes, so, you know, we'll try to dive in as quick as we can here. But tell me, what is Medicaid? Why do we need medication management? I mean, of course, I know. I can tell you on a personal level, you know, through caregivers, some horror stories that we see, you know, we'll show up to a person's home and there's medication scattered all over, or there's one on the floor that maybe the dog's about ready to chew on, or, you know, or, hey, did you take your morning meds? I'm not sure, you know, or maybe I took one, but I didn't take them all. Or so again, you know, I guess I'll kind of start opening a door to this conversation. Tell me, in your opinion, what is medication management exactly? I mean, I know it's kind of, it's right there. Well, of course, it's medication management of the medication, but what would you think really a medication management is?
Yeah, it's a pretty broad definition. I mean, Right. Really the way we define it is, as soon as you get that order, so really procurement of the order, procurement of the medication itself, and of course the whole process of taking the medication correctly, being compliant with it, and also the outcome. So really the whole medication management term, it really encompasses the whole overall health and are you taking the medication correctly, and then we're overseeing the compliance factor and are you getting the correct results, or are you getting unwanted results that we have to maybe address or speak to the provider about. So it's an overall term and it has everything to do with that medication. So whether it be special packaging or having caregivers come in and making sure you're taking it correctly.
Well, I'll tell you what, Q, and I know I'm giving you a look, but because the music's playing, we got to take a break.
Okay,
but I want to talk more about it because this is huge. I want to talk more about it, so hold that thought there. We'll talk more about medication management with Zia Pharmacy when we return. You're listening to Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's MARIPOSA homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Q with Zia Pharmacy here in Albuquerque. I guess I shouldn't say just Albuquerque because I know, you know, you're going to be New Mexico dominant here soon. I'm telling you. If people know the service as much as I know, you're going to be in Las Cruces here before you know it. But it's funny, Q, we're kind of giggling to ourselves over the break here talking about Q. I was like, boy, Q, that's like a famous... That's a famous name. I was like, you know, that's something big, Hugh. And you were like saying maybe a Star Trek character, a new Star Trek character or something like that. So
James Bond, too.
James Bond, that's right. That's right. 007 Q. That's right. Well, right before the break, I had to cut you off. We started talking about medication management, which really I kind of wanted to focus our show on that because I really believe that's where you guys provide such a great service, and it's a needed service. And coming from the industry and being in the industry, I think it's a service that's often overlooked, and it's a service that a lot of people don't know it's out there. Because again, I think a lot of these big pharmacies don't offer the services. I mean, I'm sure they offer a component of medication management, but not the medication management support that I believe that my clients and your clients need. So again, let's talk about it. And I know we'll probably have to talk a little bit more before I cut you off exactly what you said, what medication management is. And I know it has to do with from the time they order a medication, you know, from telling them, you know, what the medication is, from all the way the outcomes of it. So let's walk slowly through the process here. So we could talk about exactly how you think your service of medication management is and how people can utilize that service.
Well, I mean, firstly, like I said, it's from procurement of the order.
Right.
And then making sure it's received in a timely manner and you start taking it when you're supposed to start taking it at the correct times, and just overseeing and just making sure the outcomes are positive and the outcomes that you're desiring, and make sure there's no unwanted effects. And we also evaluate dosages, drug interactions, diagnosis, and medications, how they may affect one another. So,
do you make recommendations? I'm sorry,
we do. We do. Uh-huh. Yep.
I guess, and I know a lot of pharmacists do. I know you personally, so I know that you would make a recommendation if you saw something come through.
Yes.
Like, oh, well, that's why are you going to take this when you're actually, did your doctor know you were taking this as well too? And you could be some weird interactions there. I'm assuming you guys consult with that a lot.
We do. We do. Right. And also another point in it that I think some people don't consider medication management is just insurance. I mean, insurance is so finicky nowadays.
Right.
You know, their drug formularies and what you have to try or what you can and can't get. So we're really helpful in that aspect too. We'll offer alternatives or help with the prior authorization phase if needed. So that's a big part of it also.
I can imagine you need a degree just on that. Cause
sometimes you feel like it. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, some different formula change in insurance will accept and not accept.
Exactly.
I could only imagine. I mean, I'm sure there are billions.
There are. And each insurance is different, and we accept all the major insurance plans and, of course, all the local ones. So it's interesting and It's kind of fun. You get to see what one insurance company is doing, what another one's doing, you know, what they're putting on their formularies, what they're not. And
does that change a lot, I'm assuming?
It varies. Each insurance company is different. I know some do it quarterly on a quarterly basis where they may change some of the, you know, guidelines as to like what's covered, what's not covered.
Right. Well, you know, going back to the medication management, I want to talk about one thing that I've seen, and I know we've talked about this over the break. I see a problem, I guess, when we go into people's homes and, you know, we help them, you know, care for them. Medication is just a mess. I mean, honestly, and we talked about this even before this show, how, you know, there's a lot of non-skilled or non-medical is what I'll say.
Yes.
People getting providers, whether it's a private caregiver or, you know, whether it's they're paying one of their family members, or I don't want to say paying, but, you know, taking care of an individual, or whether they're hiring a company to come in and do non-medical. That non-medical person, I know from a company standpoint, now, of course, family would be different, but they cannot give medications. Again, I know this from our company. It's against regulations to give medication.
Correct.
And so it is up to the client to know what they're taking. What's the frequency they're taking it, why they're taking it. So, again, that's kind of where this medication management comes in, and we see it daily. I'm trying to say I love to see this medication management. I love it. I think it's great. Give me an example of, okay, I'll give you a horse story example, and you tell me example. You guys, you know, we walk into a home, and I'll see 20 pill boxes, pill containers, you know, on a counter, you know, whether they're in a pill box or not, we'll leave that part out, but they're all over the place. They're mixed up. Again, my staff, you know, can review it, but again, they can't say, hey, take this, take that. The client has to know what they're taking. How do you guys help that kind of problem out?
We have special packaging of medications. We have these multiple dose packs called Medisets and Dispills. And what we do is they're basically like a pill box that you may fill at home.
Like those Monday, you always see
like
those
Monday
little pill
through Friday and then times of the days.
Right.
But instead of you having to fill it or someone else having to fill it, we fill it for you straight from the pharmacy like that. So they come to you in this card. And it's, like I said, it's like those weekly med packs and it has days of the week at the top, the times of the day, and they're little blister packs. So, like, you know, you go for your morning on Monday morning, and all your pills are in this one blister pack. You just pop them out, and whether it be one medication or 10 medications, they'll all be in there, and you pop them out, and that's what you take Monday morning.
I'm telling you, that is worth gold. And I'm trying to get my listeners really to kind of visualize this, because, again, I've seen it, and that's kind of where I was going with this question. And the first time I saw it, I was like, wow. I mean, seriously, this is the smartest thing ever. I mean, again, you don't have 20 different, you know, containers of different pills at different times. It's all kind of cut out there for you.
Yeah, it's a great, great thing. And I think more people need to utilize it, whether you're ill or not ill, and just trying to maintain your health. And I think people always think medication management, that's people that need help with it, and that's not always the case.
I think it's actually
it's with everyone.
It is, absolutely.
You get prescribed medications for a reason, So if you're compliant, you're taking them properly, you're taking the right doses, you're taking them at the right times, it's going to improve the outcome. And that's why you get prescribed these medications. And that's what we're here to do. And we evaluate all that, and they're helpful.
And again, I see, and I should say I personally, but we see emergencies happen all the time where people take wrong medications or too much of a medication, a lot of medication problems, I guess. And I think these, and I don't know if you call them blister packs or whatever these packs you're calling, I'm assuming, is that right, blister pack?
They're a form of a blister packaging,
yeah.
Yes.
I think they alleviate some of this. I think they help manage it. And again, I'm such a big proponent for this. I wish I could be your poster child. I like it so much, but it's the truth. I really believe that it not only helps people's safety, keeps people out of the hospitals. It's, you know, it not only helps caregivers, it just helps the whole situation. If, you know, if it's just easy, making it simple, keeping it simple. You don't have to overthink it. Again, they pump one bubble, you know, pop a bubble for Monday, take that bubble.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That easy, right?
And sometimes people forget. They say, did I take my meds this morning? They look at this card. It's gone. It's popped out. They took those meds.
Love it.
So, I mean, like you were talking about emergency room visits or urgent care or just more doctor visits, the more compliant you are, and if the medications are doing what they're supposed to be doing, working effectively, you're going to cut down on
some of those visits. Especially
and
the
that's always, yeah, exactly.
You bet. You know, I know we're going to take a break here shortly, so I want to make sure that I get plenty of time for you to get your information out there so our listeners could call you with any questions. Q, what's some good numbers for you?
Once again, our office number is 505-639-5857. And my cell phone number is 505-379-0756.
Great.
And we do have a website, zeopharmacy.com. And you can always email me also. And
wow.
That's ku.yi@zeorx.com.
And we talked about Facebook over the break. We're going to have to get you going.
I know. Stuff.
Yeah, we get a lot of our listeners on Facebook, Q. Well, I tell you what, we don't go away. We got to more for the show. We can talk about Zeo Pharmacy and more services you guys offer. You're listening to The Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to The Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and I want to remind you that The Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with meal preparation, transportation, bathing, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's MARIPOSA homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, I've been talking with Q, which is with Zeo Pharmacy here in New Mexico, and we have been talking about wonderful things. Matter of fact, boy, we have just been cruising through this show. I mean, we're doing pretty good without our co-host here, Q, so I appreciate it. And I know we've been talking about a subject that I actually love to talk about because I see it, you know, in the service industry all the time, and that's medication management and how important it is, this service you guys offer. And that's why I'm so glad that, you know, you are a local company and you can navigate the system a little bit better than some of these big guys can, as you kind of elaborated earlier. So, you know, let's jump right back in here. Let's talk about a little medication management. And, you know, we were kind of talking about, and I'll call them blister packs. I know that's kind of hard to describe, but am I right? Is that the
blister packs? Yeah, we call them Medisets.
Medisets. Yeah, I'm sure that's the the proper way. But they look like, and I've seen them before, and I don't know if our listeners have seen them. They almost look like, I don't want to say sheets of paper with blister things in them, but yeah, that's kind of
the
way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it's like, and it has the ones that I'm talking about, the multiple dose packs. They actually have a cover, and you like open it, close it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So
you don't see the actual pills. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Great. And again, I'm a big proponent for it. And the reason being is I think, it eliminates a lot of emergency problems that happen with, you know, people taking the wrong medication or, you know, or did they, and again, you brought this up before the break, maybe they forgot they took a medication, so they'll take another medication, you know, or they thought they forgot it and took another one. And then the next thing you know, now we're in a situation we've got to call poison control, then we've got to go to emergency room. I mean, honestly, I see it all the time. So, and I'm sure you hear about it all the time. So glad you guys are doing this medication management. Now, this medication management, I guess, how does it work? I'm assuming it works like we talked about. It just starts with the filling of a prescription. Yeah. Someone would call you maybe. Yeah. How about one of our listeners call you and say, hey, I have the X, Y, and Z prescriptions. I need to get them filled.
Right. Yeah.
And I need help managing them.
Right. So what we do is we just get the basic information, you know, just like when you'd go into any pharmacy, they ask you for your, you know, some of your personal information.
Right.
And then
so
we get that. Right. And then we get the orders and we fill them just like any other pharmacy, except we put them into this special blister pack, multi-dose pack.
And again,
and then we deliver it.
You guys deliver it.
We deliver.
That's, Keith, that's part of the management.
We deliver, and
which is huge, too. Because I know some people pay just to get a ride to go get medications.
Right.
That's crazy.
And then once you start that, what we do is we kind of maintain the schedule. And when we see that you may be due for new packs, we'll call you or contact you in, you know, the way you prefer to be contacted and say, hey, we show that you might be due for a refill next week.
Right.
And usually the answer should be yes. If it's not, then that means they're probably not taking their medications correctly or, you know.
Or somebody else, like you said, taking it.
Right.
Our earlier horror story we said.
You know, it's just a whole thing. It's, we like to remind, make sure they're being compliant and just, it helps them. I mean, sometimes you get in the, you know, busy everyday life and you kind of forget, hey, I need to order my medication. So what? We offer that quote-unquote reminder service, and we say, we call you, hey.
Which is huge.
John Doe, you may be due for a refill. Do you need it?
Which is huge.
Yes.
Again, and I'm waiting for that phone call from a bigger pharmacy, I guess what I'm saying. It had never happened. But, you know, which is huge, because I don't know about you, even on a personal level. Yeah, if I'm taking a medication, of course I'm going to forget, you know, I mean, to refill it until it turns into a, hey, I got one pill left. Well, emergency situation just arose, you know, now we got to try to find out how to get this filled or, you know, so absolutely, I get it. Do you ever get, and this is just me thinking off the top of my head, and hopefully it's not a stupid question, do you ever get, you know, a prescription coming from, you know, a doctor or a doctor's order, and you're like, well, this just is weird. You know, like if something is just wrong and you have to reach out to the doctor and say, hey, did you mainly do this? Do you ever do that? Do you have to question sometimes maybe what a doctor will write?
We do. I mean, the most, just in the line of business that we do a lot of the long-term care and their medications being managed by other companies or organizations, groups. A lot of times what we'll see is like if a client transfers from one provider to another, you know, because they'll expect a client or their caregivers to give them a list of medications they're on, and sometimes they're not interpreted correctly.
That's right.
So then we'll get these new orders from these doctor, and we'll be like, wait a minute. And we kind of know. We know our clients. That's one thing we pride ourselves in. We try to understand and know who our clients are. So we say, well, that's not what it was on. They were on before. So we'll call the provider, and we have that, you know, on a regular basis, not all the time, but we do make sure and we do verify to make sure the change is appropriate or correct.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny. In the industry, we see a lot that maybe somebody's seeing, you know, like a specialist and then a primary, and then the specialist won't know exactly what the primary is prescribed, or the specialist will prescribe something, and then maybe they don't know that there's, you know, certain medications are going to have implications with each other.
Right.
Yeah. So, so I think that we see that all the time as well, too.
Right.
So I don't know. Yeah, and that's part of medication management. I'm
that
assuming,
is,
correct?
And that's a big responsibility of the pharmacist and the pharmacy make sure there is no potential drug interactions, or you know, sure one's not going to, you know, interact with the other one and cause an adverse reaction or something you don't want to happen.
Right.
So we do contact providers and just verify and make sure that that's, they want to follow up or continue to do so with that therapy.
I agree. I think, well, and again, what a great service you guys offer. And the delivery, medication management, the consulting you do. Boy, I don't know how, don't know how you got all your hair. Look at me. I mean, you're doing it all. I mean, I have no hair. So you're doing very well, Q.
And that's one thing too. We do, you know, like I said, we do a lot of facilities boarding homes, assisted living, and we do deliver throughout New Mexico. Not just Albuquerque, it's all through New Mexico.
So I was actually right when I said New Mexico
last time.
Yeah. First time. I was saying just Albuquerque, be like, no, that's not correct, sir.
It's all New Mexico. Yes.
Well, wonderful. Well, again, I know I want to get your information out there again. Let's start off with your phone numbers. How can people get a hold of you? Even if they got a question, can they just give you a call? Maybe they don't need a prescription pill, but maybe they want to just get some advice.
Yes.
Which, I might have opened up a can of worms for you there, but yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. Our office number is 505-639-5857. My cell number is 505-379-0756. Our website is zeopharmacy.com. And my email is kyu.yi@zeorx.com.
Great. Well, I definitely recommend anyone calling you with any questions they have. At least call in your office or, see what you guys do. Again, I wouldn't have you on the show if I didn't think you guys do great services. So, Q, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us about your great services with Zia Pharmacy.
Well, thank you for having me, Jason.
Yeah, I know we'll have you on again. I appreciate it. Well, that is the end of our show, and I want to thank everyone for listening and our sponsor, Mariposa Home Health. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. Please listen in next Saturday as well as every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we discuss the joys and the challenges of growing old in this great state. Have a good weekend.